Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
The Super Bowl this Sunday.
What?
I know. Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Are you having a party? Are you going to someone else's party? I just like the food. There's that.
Same.
I just like that it's a live event. You don't have many of those anymore.
That's so true. And yeah, a lot of people tune in for the commercials. And I don't know if the commercials are as good as I remember.
They're not as good as they used to be. So good.
They were. Yeah. Exactly. So, Misty, you found a stat. It's like, how many chicken wings?
1.5 billion chicken wings will be eaten this weekend.
I'm proud of myself because
the chickens are shivering right now.
Yes. In the last couple of weeks, I learned how to make my own.
Oh.
Like in the air fryer. Not like, you know, I actually bought the chicken wings, put them, prepared them, put them in there, rub on them and stuff like that. Oh, it's so good.
Fancy pants.
Yeah.
So good.
So what's your favorite party food? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Becky makes these sausage biscuit ball things that are really good.
Yum.
It's like mix in sausage with a biscuit type thing, with cheese.
Do you make anything, Sally?
That sounds like husband food for sure. I make something, speaking of husband food, called man dip. Now, I did not name this. I made this for a Bible study one night, and the guys went crazy, and they named it, and it has stuck. It is so...
The men called it man dip.
So good. It involves sautéed onions and ground beef.
Oh, well, those are two superpowers right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So good.
Do the ladies like the man dip?
We do. We do, but maybe not as much as the guys who say, I just want to stick my whole face in this.
Oh. Highest praise right there.
Maybe we can post your recipe on the Facebook page there for man dip.
I better do that. I'll do it. Yeah.
All right. So there's that. Now, if you're looking for a man, should you serve man dip? Is it like a bird feeder?
Over here. Oh, goodness.
All right, what's your favorite thing to serve? 888-888-9976. Kathy is with us. What do you got?
I do chicken buffalo dip with chicken and chicken biscuit crackers or whatever they're called.
Oh, the chicken and biscuit? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That buffalo dip. I had it at a restaurant once, and that ruined me forever. It was like, oh, this is so good. I was like, man, it was amazing.
Well, I use rotisserie chicken, and I cook it all night in my oven, like on 200, and then it comes off the bone. That's what I do.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Kathy?
Yeah?
How far away do you live?
Michigan.
Wow. That sounds so good.
Oh, man. So,
the cream cheese.
What's the basic recipe? Cream cheese, what else?
Cream cheese, ranch dressing, Tabasco sauce, and the chicken, of course.
Wow, that's pretty simple.
Wow.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of recipes out there for it.
In the crock pot.
Yes, because you got to keep it kind of warm.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, cheese. Mm-hmm. I forgot the cheese, guys.
Well, you need cheese.
Oh, no. Don't hold out on us, Kathy.
No. As much as you want.
As much as you want.
There you go.
So maybe you have had issues with anxiety, and maybe you thought you were having a heart attack at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to my wife. Come to find
happened
out.
Happened to my husband.
It was a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
I've never experienced this before.
Oh, those are intense. I never had one until quarantine in 2020.
Oh, really?
And we were just watching a movie, like nothing wrong with the movie. And all of a sudden I couldn't breathe and my heart was pounding out of my chest. And I was like, we need to go to the ER. And my husband fortunately recognized immediately what was happening. He's like, you just need to breathe. You're having a panic attack. And sure enough, once I calmed down, it kind of went away as quickly as it started. But yeah, it feels like you're dying in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like chest pains and everything. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting. Therapists say you can now stave off a panic attack by grabbing some sour candy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So I wonder if it's like one of those, my son likes those warhead things, which I can't stand. They're a little too much for me.
I can see how that would work. Just kind of redirecting your senses.
Is it almost like scaring the hiccups out of you?
Yeah, maybe.
Takes your brain off of it.
Maybe,
or
yeah.
You know?
But I mean, think about it. Like, you're having a terrible moment. You pop a warhead in your mouth. What are you going to be thinking about?
The warhead.
Exactly.
That's.
And I have found that, like, with panic attacks, if I can redirect to myself and get them under control, like, they end a lot quicker. And so I can actually see this working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, prayer and some sour candy.
Exactly.
You'll be all right.
Exactly.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
One person on the morning show just recently found out that Hood was short for neighborhood. It's Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. You know that, you've seen the meme, I was today years old when I found out blank. And you can share yours with us at 888-888-9976. Trying to remember what else we found out. Well, there's that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Brian is with us. What do you got?
How many of you guys in the studio have iPhones?
We all do, I think.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but if you take your open up your text messages, and let's say you want to find something that somebody messaged you, I don't know, 4 days ago,
okay.
And you got to scroll and scroll and scroll and wait. If you open up your text message, go to that person, and you click on the time up in the left-hand corner of the clock, and you touch on that, it fast scrolls to the top of that thread, chunk at a time. So you have to do it maybe 5, 6, 7 times to get back where you want to get the message.
What?
But it's one of the coolest features.
I'm doing it right now as we speak.
Oh.
That's cool.
Whoa.
I thought that was pretty neat as well myself.
It just dumped me back to November 27th with you, Kink.
Wow.
And now we're in October. That's crazy.
That is a great feature.
Wow. I honestly had no idea.
Also, judging by our work texts, we stay very confused about what we're supposed to be doing.
So very true. Well, I'm a firefighter, so you know we get a lot of downtime and we can play with dumb stuff like this and figure stupid stuff out all the time. That's really not that stupid in the reality of it all.
I like it.
This
so
is brilliant.
For review, you open up, you know, somebody's name on your text messages and where your phone's time is in the upper left-hand corner.
Yeah.
You tap that and it'll scroll back to the previous text.
You time travel through your texts.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
Wow.
Thank you.
Way to go, Misty.
Thank you.
You picked up on
I'm
that.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
Way to go.
That's a good one, Misty.
Yep. I won't top that this week.
I've always wanted to time travel.
Maybe you've been there on social media, and people are just mean.
They really, really are.
Sometimes the comments are off the chart.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Is it because they think they can't be seen? I mean, what is the deal?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just like, so it's just most of it is just unjustifiable. I mean, comments that have nothing to do with the content of the video. I watch a lot of reels and it's like, you know, fix your teeth. You know,
why
would anybody,
comments,
you know, like, or just, they're just really nasty. And there's this one little boy that I follow, his parents, he's on the spectrum and he's got some, he's nonverbal and he's got some delays. And so they're trying to get him to eat a variety of food and he loves his food and he like concentrates real hard when he's eating. Like he's really just like now learning to eat on his own. And, the latest video that went up, somebody commented, for crying out loud, teach your child to close his mouth because he is not a baby anymore. And I was like, wow.
Somebody doesn't understand the situation at all.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, and do they really even need to understand the situation?
Yeah.
I mean,
regardless, you don't say something like
it's
that.
It's not your child, number one, to parents. But yeah, you don't understand what's going on. And I've never understood that premise of stopping and saying something nasty. Like you have full control over what you're watching. You can keep going. You don't have to stay there and watch that. And, you know, used to, I'd be like, that's just so mean. And so I thought, you know what? What if we could overpower these kinds of people? And so I just immediately commented, your little boy is adorable. And I can tell that he's so loved. You're doing a great job. And then I, you know, saw another nasty comment on a reel, and I said, I can tell you're so passionate about what you do. Like, thanks for sharing this with us. I love your enthusiasm.
I like that, Misty.
So I'm just like, what if we as believers got together and instead of just going, man, I wouldn't be that mean, that's awful. Like, what if we just started flooding these people with encouragement to override those terrible comments?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, I'm just trying to reverse it. And I know that I can't do it alone, but I'm like, if we all made a conscious effort when we see that to try to counteract it, social media would be a much more pleasant place.
I think we should all ask ourselves this question first and foremost. Would you say this out loud to someone's face?
No.
Please ask yourself that question.
Yeah.
Because the answer is no. You wouldn't say something mean. You really wouldn't.
And if you would, there's a whole other set of problems there.
That's true.
Man.
But yeah. I love what you're doing. You're canceling it.
I'm trying to. I'm trying. You I invite go. You to join me.
That is awesome. Maybe you're at your job today. You're like, does anything I do matter here? Is there anything at all? It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. So we had an opportunity to hang out with Jordan Rayner, and he has written an amazing book, and it's called Sacredness of Secular Work, 4 Ways Your Job Matters for Eternity. This is one of the best interviews we've ever had, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was amazing.
Yeah. Dynamic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, maybe think about this as you're listening to Jordan talk. How have you been able to make your secular work sacred? Because he says there's no such thing as secular, because secular means the absence of God. Just think, Jesus is inside you. When you show up work, so does God. So,
oh, love
isn't
that.
Isn't that encouraging? But listen to this. This is what he has to say about work.
When we talk about work, we're primarily talking about the thing we get paid to do. One of the things I love so much about the God of the Bible, number one, unique in the history of world religions, the God of the Bible says that he himself works. Radical. And no other religion has ever made this claim. And number two, he defines work a lot more broadly than we do. He defines it so broadly that in Exodus 20, as he's handed down the Ten Commandments, he says that even animals labor, right? So I think the most biblical way to define work is maybe by what it's not. It is the opposite of rest and leisure, or to state it in the positive, to work is to expend energy in an effort to achieve some desired result. Now, that definition certainly includes what you do for pay as a stock analyst or a pest controller or a librarian, but it also means that the work you do changing diapers for 12 years, Sally, and mowing the grass and doing laundry or studying for an exam, all of that is work. And according to God's word, all of it has the potential of mattering for eternity.
That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It matters.
Just let
for,
that sink in.
Yeah, what you do for a living matters for eternity. And I think that we can use our imaginations. How can you be at light in a dark place?
Yeah.
I used to work in country radio, and I started a Bible study at that radio station.
Love that.
People got saved.
Yeah.
People started coming to this thing. One lady got healed. Some amazing stuff was happening. I got kind of persecuted. The general manager made fun of me for being a Christian there.
Mm.
But no matter where you are, you can be a light for him.
Mm-hmm. When I returned to God, I worked at a top 40 station. And I wasn't like super bold to go around and talk about it, but I did always post to my Facebook, how can I pray for you today? And I noticed that people on staff would actually come to the studio and share their prayer requests with
me. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, that's so cool. Love that.
That's usually one request people don't turn down. Even if they don't believe, if you say, can I pray for you, they'll let you do it.
Yeah.
You know? Love to hear from you. Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
We are Kankel Fritz and friends. Good morning.
If you happened to watch the Grammys last weekend, maybe you saw Celine Dion. She made a pretty rare appearance these days. She's dealing with something called stiff person syndrome, so it makes it very difficult for her to move. It's why she's had to cancel all her touring.
Never heard of that before.
Yeah. I think a lot of people haven't until she came down with it. But her son escorted her on stage, and she's at the mic talking and just, you know, giving this really touching speech. And one of my friends was talking about this on Facebook, and she said, I actually forgot that she was standing on her own. Like, it was just such an amazing moment. You kind of forgot that she normally, like, has trouble with that. And she said, then as the camera zoomed out, I saw her son standing just out of the spotlight, waiting in the wings to support his mom if needed. And she said, it was just such a poignant reminder to me of how God is close. Sometimes he's holding your arm, supporting you. You can feel it. And other times he's in the wings, allowing you to test your own and smiling as you discover you can fly. In and out of your comfort zone and the good times and bad, when you sense he's there and when you don't, in all of it, the Lord is always with you. I just thought that was such a neat analogy.
He's in the wings there.
He is.
Yeah.
Love
I mean, and if you really think about it, he is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
The Almighty God who destroyed the power of death.
Yep.
Isn't that awesome?
Beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. I love that, Misty. That's great. It's time for the good news of the day. Hey, we'd love to hear your good news. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Christopher's with us. Tell us what's going on.
I tried to take my life. I had back surgery and was struggling with my recovery, and I wasn't a man of God. I went through a lot of problems and struggles, and I came through an alcoholic family, and I was an alcoholic myself. But I got through my physical therapy and had a week to go, and I fell and wound up with a fractured skull and a brain bleed and then a super herniated disc in my neck that needed to be fused. So I wound up having a neck fusion, and during that surgery, I felt the hand of God placed upon my heart.
While the surgery was going on.
While the surgery was going on. When I woke up, I was not the same person. I did not think the same.
So something happened while you were under anesthesia that changed everything.
Absolutely. It changed my life. I am now a devoted follower of Christ.
Huh. Do you remember specifically what happened in that surgery? What affected you so much?
Well, I, just a couple months prior to that, came to my senses and decided I was going to start following God again. And during that surgery, I believe that I even asked my surgeon. I said, Tim, I said, did you see anything happen during the surgery? I have not turned back. I've been miraculously healed. I don't take any pain medications anymore. I don't drink anymore.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. That's a testimony.
Yeah.
God has blessed me in so, so many ways since my surgery that it's uncountable. And I tell you, that song, I Can't Count That High, knowing I can't count that high.
Oh, yeah, Counting My Blessings, yeah.
Oh, that song just tears the heart right out of my chest. I sing that song word for word, front, start to finish, and I cry all the way through it. Because God has been so, so good to me and so blessing to me. There's no way I could ever, ever, ever turn my back on God.
You know, that's pretty cool. Hey, if anybody is listening is heading into surgery, just ask God to fix some other stuff while you're in there. So how do you hug a porcupine?
Very carefully.
Here's what we're getting at. Difficult people in your life. How do you deal with that? If you figured it out, or if you've got a tip that'll help us, 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So I found some things here on things that you could do. And I was, the first thing it said was shift your perspective. Instead of judging or blaming, see challenging people as wounded individuals.
Yeah.
Because I've heard this phrase that hurting people hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is very hard to do, though.
Oh.
Because you're getting the brunt of that pokey porcupine thing.
Yeah. Your instinct is to concentrate on the hurt you're being caused.
Exactly. Yes. You are. That's 100% true. You're like, ouch. I don't like
you
at all.
And Kank, I thought the moment you said that, every single person joined with me in a person came to mind.
Oh, yeah.
A difficult person.
Yep.
I mean, we've all experienced it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The next thing it says, which is really hard to do as well, can you empathize? Somehow put yourself in their shoes to understand their motivations and perspectives, even if you disagree with their actions. Try to figure out what's going on there. This also embrace non-judgmental communication. Listen actively without interruption. Now that is sometimes, especially when you want to get back at them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And then this is probably the biggest thing. Challenge your own reactivity. Can you recognize your trigger? What is it about what they're saying that's setting you off? Can you somehow learn to respond calmly? And you can be assertive in that situation too, instead of reacting impulsively. Because I think that's what most of us do. I don't like what you said. I'm out of here, or I'm going to tell you off.
Yep.
Yeah. Be like a cat. You know?
It's kind of like a little WWJD. What would Jesus do? I mean, he was the most empathetic. It's amazing. One of the reactions that we do see from Jesus, accusations towards him, there was no response.
Yeah.
Man. Really
for me, that's where a 24-hour rule sets in.
Oh, good idea.
Like, I'll ID. This is one of those moments, Sally. Take a step back. You know, let's see how we feel 24 hours from now. And it's amazing how God can readjust my thinking.
Sally, that is a great rule. And I wish I was always putting that into place in my marriage. Yeah.
Snap.
No kidding. Family Life Radio, Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Misty's here.
Hello.
Sally's here.
Good morning.
I'm that Kenkel Fritz guy. Yesterday, something really powerful happened to me.
Oh, ooh, what?
I just want to thank you if you're somehow involved in the community trying to make it a better place. Well, this is what happened. My wife and I went to a fair at my daughter's high school, and it was for people that are disabled, that have special needs. And if you don't know, my wife and I have a daughter diagnosed with multiple disabilities. She has cerebral palsy. She's in a wheelchair. She's profoundly deaf. She doesn't have a cochlear implant, so she can hear. Uh-huh. When it stays on her head, she keeps knocking it off. And she's nonverbal. She smiles, she laughs, she cries. She is a joy. We love her. And so this is what we saw at this fair. It was called Luke 5 Ministries. And what they do is they take people that are in wheelchairs hiking.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes. They have like a rickshaw type thing where they've got a guy that has these long poles attached to the chair that's on two big wheels, kind of like bike tires. And amazing. They'll pull somebody down a path.
I love it.
That's
neat.
I'm talking to this guy, guys, and I love hiking. I've always wanted to take...
Uh-oh. Now you're going to make us all get choked
I've
up.
Always wanted to hike with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Now this can be a reality.
That's so awesome.
I know.
Oh.
This is what I loved. I'm talking to the gentleman about this whole thing that they've started, this ministry. And he said this. We like to say yes and then figure out how to do it later.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I was like, I have my new motto.
Yes,
tell people
yes.
Word. I'm going to figure out how to make this work. We're going to figure out how to get a disabled person on a trail. How beautiful is that?
That is incredible.
Yes.
Oh.
What a great way to approach
life. I want pictures when it happens, okay?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to see those.
And you know it is all happening because someone said yes and then tried to figure it out. So. If you want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Larry is with us. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning. I was listening to your comments about how people can be nasty and hurtful.
Yeah, we were talking about how do you hug a porcupine? People that aren't nice to you. So what do you got?
You know, I went across a lot of those people in AA.
Oh.
They're just not dealing with stuff. And they're taking it out on others instead of doing a list of what's wrong. So instead of telling them all of that, I just smile at them and say, have a great day. God loves you. And they usually turn around and walk away.
Even though they haven't been real nice to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for 39 years now. I'm kind of used to it, okay? So anyhow, I just wanted to throw that out there that I don't have to respond.
True, you mm-hmm. don't.
And if I don't respond, I will not owe an amends.
That's good.
Oh, that's yes. brilliant.
Yeah.
And making amends to people that you don't like is really hard.
Yes.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy. So I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Darlene, give us your joy report.
All right. 3 weeks ago, my nephew fell down from a third story building where he was working on a roof and hit the cement with his head.
Oh.
They actually fixed everything that's going on. He's doing great. Right now, he's doing therapy to walk again.
Oh, my.
So wow. God is awesomely good all the time.
Falling three stories. That's, I'm surprised he's alive.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Right. It's a miracle in and of itself.
In 3 weeks, they didn't think he was going to make it, but you know what? Prayer chain had been going around in our church and to the whole community. And like the word of God says, prayer changes things.
Amen.
Yeah. Doctors can say something, but God says something else. Amen.
I like that. I love that.
That's a joy report if I heard one.
Man, God bless you and thank you for the good word.
Oh, thank you. Well, you have a wonderful day.
I'm going to have an awesome day.
And you can help somebody have an awesome day with your joy report. What's bringing you joy today? Hey, give us a call at 888-888-9976. So how do you hug a porcupine? It's Kankel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. You know, we're talking about people that aren't real nice to you. How do you deal with that? Lorraine is with us. What do you got?
Oh, I was working at a rental place, and this guy came in, and he was just mean, nasty, just yelling, wanted to cut in line. So I get him in a rental car, and he has this little baby, and it's raining, and I'm trying to show him how the car works, and he's just, like, mean and nasty. He couldn't even get his baby's car seat in. And so I said, you know what? I'll do it for you. And I was really nice to him. He leaves. He comes back, and I've got all these customers. I said, sir, I can't help you right now. It's going to be a 10-minute wait. No problem. But with him, he has a bouquet of flowers, like a huge bouquet. So I go and I sit down with him, and he goes, I got to tell you something. The day I came into your office, I came directly from my wife's funeral. My wife and my child got hit by a drunk driver and killed them both. And the infant was with me. And he said, I was hateful. And I was so upset. He said, and you regained my ability to understand that there still are kind people.
Wow.
And he was crying. And he said, I have to tell you how wonderful you have been to me when I was such a jerk.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
So that lesson, I think, is the best thing. You just assume they lost a loved one and treat them accordingly. And then you don't get hurt personally.
Right.
That's a good point. If your viewpoint is something has happened to this person, you're more likely to be empathetic.
Exactly.
That instead of returning wrath with wrath, be a kind.
We're so quick to think of ourselves, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for you to do that because when you see somebody suffering, when you know somebody's really suffering, you have the capability of being kind and sweet.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.